Well, if you haven't noticed it lately, I've seen some news stories regarding commercial real estate exposures. This one Florida Atlantic University article that just came out on the 22nd of February mentioned that among banks of any size, about 1,500 of 4,600 banks in the United States have real estate exposures, commercial real estate exposures, amounting to greater than 300% of equity. 732 have exposures greater than 400%, 320 exposures greater than 500%, and 113 greater than 600%. So one-third of banks of any size have large commercial real estate exposures. In other words, commercial real estate loans and commercial real estate values, if you haven't been watching them, have been plummeting. And this is creating a strain, a potential bank failure of banks. There's another article from FX Street entitled Bad Commercial Real Estate Loans Put a Strain on the Banking System. Let me read a little bit about this. The commercial real estate market continues to deteriorate in this high interest rate environment, putting a stress on the banking system. The dollar amount of bad commercial real estate loans has ballooned beyond loss reserves held by big banks to cover them. According to Financial Times, the average loss reserves held by big banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley, have dropped to 90 cents for every dollar commercial real estate debt 30 days late or more. That's down from $1.60 recently. That means if lenders were to default on those loan rates, banks would be on the hook for 10 cents of every dollar. This isn't enough to sink a big bank, but it may sink smaller banks, smaller regional banks. Over the last year, delinquent commercial real estate debt held by six largest U.S. banks tripled to over $9 billion. Even more alarming is that over $24 billion in delinquent commercial real estate loans are held through the U.S. banking system. Bad loans on office buildings, malls, apartments, and other commercial properties have more than doubled over the last 12 months, up from $11 billion. Small and regional banks still have enough reserves to cover the bad debt. Overall, U.S. banks hold $1.40 for every dollar of bad commercial debt, but it dropped from $2.20 from a year ago. As current loans mature in the next few years, I'd say the next 2 years is what I've been seeing, borrowers will be forced to refinance at much higher interest rates. According to Mortgage Bankers Association, around $1.2 trillion of commercial real estate debt in the U.S. will mature over the next 2 years. Now, $2.56 trillion in commercial real estate loans will mature over the next 5 years, with $1.4 trillion held by banks. You know, for example, earlier this month, New York Community Bank lost more than 50% of its market value after reporting potential losses in commercial real estate loan totaling hundreds of millions of dollars. Meanwhile, a failure of Pennsylvania Real Estate Investment Trust ranked as the biggest bankruptcy in 23. Company loaded up with more than $1 billion in liabilities. Researchers estimate 44% of office loans appear to be in negative equity, meaning current property values are less than outstanding loan balances. And the article mentions the Federal Reserve set the stage for this problem. More than a decade ago, it slashed interest rates to zero and launched the first round of quantitative easing after the 2008 financial crisis. Low rates for a long period of time created almost free money, right? When price inflation forced the Fed to hike rates last year, it exposed all those problems that it's generated over the decade. As we probably all know, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank failures created a eye-opening experience. The Bank Term Funding Program, BTFP, was created in response to the collapse of both the Signature Valley and Signature Banks. This program made more funding available to banks, credit unions, and other institutions, ensuring plentiful cash is on hand if a bank rush occurs. The program gives financial institution loans up to 1 year to bolster the banking system capacity and will expire in its 1 year anniversary of March 11th. I don't know if this 1 year anniversary is going to come up and there's going to be more failure or more write-offs. The issues of commercial real estate market could cascade into even a bigger series of bank failures, similar to the subprime mortgages crash in 2008. The article concludes that commercial real estate market is one of the many distortions the Fed monetary policy created. We don't know what the ultimate impact will be other than bank failures and a crunch on a banking system. Maybe the designed introduction of the central bank digital currencies that they're going to be pushing. The U.S. dollar has a lot of stress on it to be removed as the petrodollar across the world. Don't know if there's any soft landings that the Fed is promoting. I don't think there will be soft landings. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This is Jim Parker, Access Brokerage Real Estate. I am the broker, 770-265-7293, serving all of Metro Atlanta home buying and home selling needs.